This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, August 9th, 2023. As was reported yesterday on KPTZ News, the website for Jefferson County had a message warning anyone doing business with the county that the email system for the county was having technical issues and that anyone reaching out through email might have a long wait for a reply. This issue does not appear to be resolved, and the county welcomes phone calls and doing business in person at the courthouse. In a slightly related way, the state ferry system has had online issues with its online live map a few days ago, and Vessel Watch was down yesterday. Washington State Ferries issued this statement last night. Vessel Watch is currently having issues. Delay times are not currently showing up correctly for most routes. Our IT team has been informed. We will provide an update as more information is available. There have also been issues with cancellations due to crew shortages over the last 2 weeks. And travelers on US 101 in Gardiner will want to plan up to 90 minutes of time into their trips, consolidate travel, or consider canceling discretionary travel. From 9 p.m. Sunday, August 13th through 9 p.m. Friday, August 18th, US 101 near Clallam, Jefferson County line will be reduced to one lane of alternating traffic. Traffic engineers expect congestion to start building after 9 a.m. each day on US 101. Backups approaching the work zone will continue late into each evening. Congestion will be heaviest from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. each day. Backups can be as long as 1 hour and 45 minutes, 8 miles, by Friday evening, August 18th. As always, we remind our listeners to get the latest information from the Washington State Department of Transportation website, WSDOT.com, or load the WSDOT app on your phone. Just don't look at it while you're driving. A Port Townsend art piece known as the Raccoon Lodge will be able to stay at its location on Clay Street after the city agreed to accept the art on a loan for 2 years, the Peninsula Daily News reported this morning. Kevin Mason, an artist and retired carpenter who built the piece, said, quote, "I'm feeling relieved. It was an awfully long time of being on hold. I'm glad to see it done. The city finally decided to let it live," end of quote. The lodge is a house-like structure affixed to the stump of what was once the largest Monterey cypress tree in the state. Mason lives in one of the homes on the property where the tree sits and started the whimsical project as a way of recuperating from chemotherapy treatments. The tree stump is on the property line with his neighbor and abuts the sidewalk, putting it in the public right-of-way. This makes the Raccoon Lodge a potential liability for the city. City officials told Mason in October the piece would have to come into compliance with city code or be removed. The issue for the city is that public art pieces must be maintained and insured by either the city or a private organization. The city is unable to insure art pieces on private property, and Mason said his home insurance wouldn't cover a piece that fell within the public right-of-way. After an outpouring of public support for the lodge, officials began working with Mason to find a way for the piece to stay, at least for a time. At its regular meeting Monday night, the Port Townsend City Council voted unanimously to accept the piece as a loan to the city for at least 2 years, the longest time allowable under city code. At the end of the 2 years, the piece will either have to come down or be relocated. Councilmember Ben Thomas said, quote, "It's amazing how bureaucratic this process can get. I trust that it had to be that way, but it's kind of impressive to see how much work went into this," end of quote. Several council members said they appreciated the piece and were happy a resolution could be found. Working with Mason and the neighbor on whose property the tree also stands, city officials determined that the piece could be reviewed by the City Arts Commission and approved for loan to the city. Mason was able to have the piece inspected and certified by a structural engineer who also recommended the installation of a roof to protect the piece from rain. The Arts Commission approved the proposed rain cover on July 6th. Mason said Tuesday he appreciated that they were able to find a way to have the piece stay. He said this about Director of Planning and Community Development, Emma Boland. Quote, "I think she did a lot of work to try to find a way that they could legally make this happen. I do have to thank her for that, despite the fact that it bummed me out from the very beginning." He continued, "I can say that every day people stop and take pictures of it. I'm hoping it will stay," end of quote. Mason also said his neighbor, who shares responsibility for the piece, has agreed to help with its maintenance and possible removal in the future. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and please be careful out there.